Advocates for a modern slavery act say stricter penalties are needed to force companies to keep their supply chains clean. According to the United Nations, more than 25 million people are exploited at work around the world, and around 4,000 workers in Australia experience slavery in different ways. The Australian government will introduce a bill to eradicate slavery, but experts are concerned it won't go far enough. Eduardo Jordan found out more.
Today, advocates against modern slavery testified before a parliamentary inquiry about an upcoming Modern Slavery Act. While they're in favor of the act, they feel several issues haven't been addressed yet. President of the Law Council of Australia, Maurie Bales, says improvements need to be made.
As a law council, we have been calling for modern slavery legislation for some time, so it's a point on which we congratulate the government. We are very pleased to see the bill introduced, and we commend it to the consideration of the Parliament. That said, what we will be saying during the course of the hearing is that there's a number of aspects on which we think the bill may be able to be improved, and we want to see the best possible Modern Slavery Act the Federal Parliament can produce.
A report coming from the United Kingdom addresses some of the concerns about loopholes in the Australian law.
They really arise because of a report that was produced by the Parliamentary Committee on Foreign Affairs and Trade and from experience in the United Kingdom. That committee produced a report which is very aptly named Hidden in Plain Sight. It is the concept that modern slavery and slave-like conditions unfortunately exist in Australia. And when we think about this, we may think of supply chains, things that happen overseas, but in fact, they're happening in Australia. And so we want the law to be as good as possible to deal with this situation in Australia.
One of the main issues of the Act is the lack of compensation for victims of slavery. Mr. Bale says this is a critical change that needs to be made.
The first point that we think may be able to improve the bill is the fact that in the bill there is no penalty or sanction regime. And we think that looking at the UK experience, where they have gotten benefit from the law, what the learnings are is that it would have been of even greater benefit had they included a penalty or sanction regime.
The Law Council also wants to see greater transparency from businesses. Mr. Bale says reducing the liability threshold would definitely be a step in the right direction.
The other aspect that we are asking the Parliament to look at is the fact that the threshold for attracting what is a requirement to report is a turnover of $100 million. And that is a very high threshold. It is going to mean that only a very few companies in Australia are subject to the Modern Slavery Act when it is passed. And our recommendation is that a lower threshold should be applied, something in the vicinity of $60 million, which more reflects the recommendations that were made in the Hidden in Plain Sight report, and which is consistent with the United Kingdom.
Another important step would be appointing a National Anti-Slavery Commissioner.
In addition to the fact that we would like to see an Anti-Slavery Commissioner in the bill, we think the area would be better off with a commissioner actively monitoring, because, unfortunately, if we go on the International Bar Association estimation of people who are in modern slavery or slave-like conditions in Australia, it's not in hundreds, it's thousands of people. Indeed, they estimate that it may be in excess of 4,000.
With the pressure from advocates building, Mr. Bales is optimistic the Act can be improved.
We are very encouraged by the fact that, of course, the committee is looking at it. The Legal and Constitutional Affairs Committee is a highly respected committee and goes about its work in a very proper and appropriate way. So one would expect that we will be respectfully listened to, and we will explain how this bill could be made better. And that's our job. As a Law Council of Australia, we are about making good law and helping make good law in Australia and about the rule of law. So whilst we congratulate the government on introducing this bill to Parliament, if we think the end product can be made better, then we will assist the Parliament in any way that we can.
And that story was by Eduardo Jordan.